The state's Education Conference Board says now that the economy is improving and the state has a multi-billion dollar budget surplus, it's time to end years of what they say is underspending on New York schools. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The board is made up of the state's teachers, school boards, superintendents, and the PTA, among others. They agree that school spending must increase significantly in the new year, says Chairman John Yagelski.
Today, we're releasing the report that calls for a $1.9 billion increase in state aid for 2015 and 16.
They say even though the recession has eased and the state has a substantial surplus, schools are still getting less money than what they received before the 2008 stock market crash. The basic aid to schools, known as foundation aid, has been frozen for years. And under a measure implemented in the depths of the recession, the state withheld more money from schools to help plug New York's then large budget gap. Districts are also getting squeezed by a property tax cap and are coping with implementation of the new Common Core learning standards. Bob Lowry with the New York State Council of School Superintendents says schools are falling behind.
So many educators say that they fear their schools will never again be able to offer the opportunities students in the past had.
The group say many schools are still owed around $250 million in unpaid claims for computers, bus transportation, and other items from as far back as 2010. And they say a portion of the multi-billion dollar surplus from recent bank settlements could pay for that one-time expense. The legislature in the past has been willing to increase school funding, but the groups face a bigger obstacle in Governor Cuomo. Cuomo said repeatedly that spending more money will not necessarily improve schools and students' performance. The groups also say they're dismayed over the governor's comments just before elections that he would break what he called the last public monopoly. Cuomo spoke at an event on Long Island in late October.
When you think about it, it's probably the single largest public monopoly in the United States of America.
Education Conference Board Chair Yagelski says the governor's claim is, for starters, inaccurate.
When you think about a monopoly, can you describe it as a 700 independently elected school boards across the state? Does that sound like a single threshold? And beyond that, there are how many public schools and other options that are available to residents today? Is that a monopoly?
Lowry, with the school superintendent, says if anything, the state schools are more receptive and transparent to the public than other forms of government.
Who else produces more performance data? You know, we have school report cards, student test results, graduation rates, violent and disruptive incident reports, and we provide tremendous opportunities for public input. Cities, counties, towns, villages, the state does not put its budget up for a vote every year as all the districts outside the Big Five do.
A spokeswoman for the governor labeled the school group special interests and ruled out using any part of the surplus windfall from the bank settlements to pay for ongoing expenses for schools. She did not say whether any new funding could come from the rest of the state's $140 billion budget. The $1.9 billion the education groups are seeking does not include money to fulfill a 2005 court order. It said children were being denied their constitutional rights to a sound basic education because of inadequate funding. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.